This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in Hong Kong have fired tear gas as rallies continue in downtown Hong Kong for a second night. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
A sea of black-shirted protesters, some with bright yellow helmets and masks, but many with just backpacks, have marched down a major street in central Hong Kong in the latest rally in what has become a summer of protest there. The march followed a shorter rally at a park in the financial district against the police use of tear gas, rubber bullets and other force to break up a protest the previous Sunday. On Saturday past, clashes between protesters and police led to 11 arrests and left at least two dozen injured in an outlying district towards the border with mainland China. I'm Charles de la Desma.
A top White House aide is defending President Trump's disparaging tweets about an influential black congressman in his Baltimore district. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
President Trump's tweets attacking Congressman Elijah Cummings, calling his Baltimore district dangerous and rat-infested, drew swift condemnation from Democrats. Congressman Jerry Nadler telling ABC's This Week the president was
disgusting and racist.
And his tweets,
they are designed to distract attention from the very serious allegations about his conduct.
Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, denies the comments were racist, but says they do have another purpose, to fight back against Cummings' criticism of the administration's border policy. Still, Republican Congressman Will Hurd says,
I wouldn't be doing those. Right? I wouldn't be tweeting this way.
Hurd also appeared on ABC's This Week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump's director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, is expected to step down in coming days. According to a report in the New York Times Sunday, Coats has clashed with the president over Russia, Iran, and North Korea. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The woman slated to replace Puerto Rico's governor after he steps down next week said on Sunday that she does not want the job. By law, the Secretary of State would have to replace Roselló, but he too was involved in the chat scandal that brought down Governor Roselló and resigned earlier this month. Justice Secretary Wanda Vasquez wrote on Twitter that she hopes the governor identifies and submits a candidate for the position of Secretary of State before August 2nd. Governor Ricardo Roselló on Wednesday announced that he would step down on August 2nd after nearly 2 weeks of massive protests triggered by a leaked obscenity-laced chat in which Roselló and close advisors insulted people, including women and victims of Hurricane Maria. Police in Moscow detained more than 1,300 people in a day of protest against alleged irregularities in the run-up to local elections. Officers clad in riot gear used batons against demonstrators who had gathered outside Moscow City Hall Saturday. The crackdown continued after the protesters moved to other locations in the Russian capital, chanting slogans such as "Russia without Putin." The United States, the European Union, and human rights groups denounce what they call the disproportionate and indiscriminate use of force against the demonstrators. Meanwhile, a spokeswoman for the Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny, who is serving a 30-day jail term, says he has been hospitalized after suffering a severe allergic reaction. U.S. and Israeli officials say tests in Alaska of a jointly developed missile defense system have been successful. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday the Arrow 3 Shield test give his country the ability to act against ballistic missiles fired from Iran and any other location. He called it a great achievement for Israel's security, adding all of our enemies should know that we will overcome them both defensively and offensively. The U.S. Missile Defense Agency called the Arrow 3's interception abilities a major milestone. Afghan authorities say a car bomb and gun attack in Kabul killed at least two people and injured 25 others. Officials and witnesses said several heavily armed suicide bombers stormed a compound housing the office of Afghanistan's Green Trend. That's a political movement headed by the country's former spy chief. They say that he's also a vice presidential candidate of the incumbent President Ashraf Ghani's electoral team for the country's upcoming election. The incident occurred just hours after Ghani and Saleh attended an election rally in Kabul as the official campaign to elect a new president of Afghanistan kicked off Sunday. Again, authorities saying that at least